Hey, we'll call to order the July 19th, 2023 meeting of the Ventura Port District Port Commissioners. Let's start with a Pledge of Allegiance. Jessica, will pledge for us, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much.
We usually try to give people a warning, but sorry, if they went on the fly. Okay, roll call, please.
Commissioner Stevens?
Here.
Commissioner Rainey?
Here.
Vice Chair Gardena?
Here.
Chair Blumenberg?
Here.
And it looks like Commissioner Brennan is going to be absent.
Or he may join us later. Did he join?
Just in the nick of time.
Do you want to
There we go.
catch him on the roll call?
Commissioner Brennan, are you here?
I am.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome, Brian. Thank you for joining us from afar.
You're welcome.
All right. Next thing on our agenda is adoption of tonight's agenda, commissioners.
I move we adopt the agenda as presented.
Second by Brennan.
I have a motion and a second to adopt the agenda as presented. Can we get a roll call on that, please?
Commissioner Stevens?
Yes.
Commissioner Rainey?
Yes.
Commissioner Brennan?
Yes.
Vice Chair Gardena?
Yes.
Chair Blumenberg?
Yes.
Vote carries 5-0.
Next item is approval of our minutes from our July 5th meeting. Commissioners, comments on those minutes?
If there's no public comment, I'll move the minutes.
I'll second.
So I have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of July 5th as presented. Can I get a roll call vote, please?
Commissioner Stevens?
Yes.
Commissioner Rainey?
Yes.
Commissioner Brennan?
Yes.
Vice Chair Gardena?
I'll abstain.
Chair Blumenberg?
Yes.
Vote carries 4-0-1.
All right, we'll move on to public communications, an opportunity for the public to testify on items that are not on tonight's agenda. We do not have anyone in person here tonight. Do we have anyone online?
No public speakers.
No one online, so I will close public comments. We'll move on to board communications, an opportunity for the commissioners to briefly touch on any involvement with port issues. Commissioners? Mr. Brennan, anything to add tonight?
Nope, not at the moment. Thank you.
All right, so no board communications tonight, so I'll close board communications, move on to our staff and general manager report. Todd?
Thank you. excuse me, a couple of quick updates. This came together rather last minute, but through Visit Ventura, we actually are going to be participating with the X Games. We are going to have Monster Energy is coming on Friday at 2 p.m. to do a fuel up for the X Games event, where they'll be giving out free products and free tickets to the event. That was a pretty last minute scramble to get that organized, but really excited about that. There'll be a DJ, they'll have her Jeep out there, a pop-up tent. That should be a fun event. Simultaneously, and then Saturday and Sunday, Visit Ventura hooked us up with a booth at at the games themselves. So we'll be handing out promotional information and talking up the harbor, that sort of thing. It should be really great. So kudos to Ruby and Jennifer for getting that arranged in such last minute time frame. And we're just scheduling who's going to be there for the different days. Also, Harbor Patrol's had a very busy summer. The domoic acid issue you've probably read as a result of red tides is being experienced throughout the region, and it continues to have significant impacts on marine wildlife. The Harbor Patrol, as well as facilities, have been called out to a number of affected animals. Anyone who does discover anything or witnesses any marine animals that are in distress, Channel Islands Marina Wildlife Institute is the correct group to try to address that. Their rescue hotlines 805-567-1505, and of course, staff are providing that to anyone who asks. We've got some information as well at the front. Also on the topic of Harbor Patrol, professional development, as you'll note from the upcoming agenda, staff are actively engaging in professional development. And one recent example I'd like to highlight is with Harbor Patrol Officer Donahue, who is the first of our staff to complete a new online captain's course and subsequently pass the U.S. Coast Guard test. Four additional members of the unit are making progress on this self-study course as well. Obtaining their U.S. Coast Guard license is one of the important milestones for Harbor Patrol officers to move from Harbor Patrol 1 to Harbor Patrol 2. So we're really excited about that. And then last thing I'll highlight is recreational boating. Our stakeholders will probably have observed the fence going up around the parking lot at the corner of Harbor and Schooner, which we know of as Parcel 19A. The district staff are working with the City of Ventura to ensure that on-land boat storage at Ventura Harbor is preserved through the construction of the Ventura Water Pier Project. And our marina department, including the courtesy dockmaster Rob Weinerth, will be managing the second storage lot for about 9 months to ensure boaters continue to be able to access the harbor and store their boats here. And that's all I have to report.
Chair Bloomberg, if I could ask Todd a quick question.
Please.
Will we still be... I know that we're going to be moving the boats over. Will we still be accepting boats into the new tenants, so to speak, if people want to come down and keep their boats there and enjoy their boats over the summer in the harbor?
At this point, there's very limited space, but there is space to take a couple more. But the larger ones are going to be a problem. The smaller
gotcha.
Ones probably will remain an option, but at this point as well, the larger ones are already on a waiting list. The largest sizes are already mm-hmm. on a waiting list anyway, so it wouldn't have really changed. The project wouldn't really impact those boat sizes.
Got it. Yeah, because somebody contacted me, had an 18-foot sailboat, and we're thinking about bringing it from Westlake down to the harbor, and
it could totally accommodate.
Perfect. Good to know. Thank you.
That new area is going to be shared between our dry storage and director, correct?
Yeah, it'll probably be 70-30 director to ours. So one of the things the city is doing right now is they will be getting all of director's tenants to sign our legal agreement, provide insurance endorsements listing us as additional insured. And then we are working with Lagerlof to sort of finalize exactly the wording, because what we don't want to be is responsible anyway regarding the transportation of those boats. And so Reed Miller is actually, and I've been talking about exactly how we want to nuance that.
Okay. Any other questions? No. All right. Thank you. We'll close the staff and general manager report, move on to our consent agenda. Consent agenda is usually non-controversial and presented in mass and voted on at once. Commissioners, what do you want to do with the consent agenda?
Is there any public comment on it?
No. Nobody online, nobody here in person.
I move approval of the consent calendar as presented.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Can I get a roll call vote, please?
Commissioner Stevens?
Yes.
Commissioner Rainey?
Yes.
Commissioner Brennan?
Yes.
Vice Chair Gardina?
Yes.
Chair Blumenberg?
Yes.
Vote carries 5-0.
And Todd, I want to applaud you. You're going on two trips and into two leadership positions. You recently stepped up to a leadership position on CMANC and sitting on a panel for this Marine Recreational Association Educational Conference. So
thank
appreciate
you, very much.
You taking on those leadership roles.
Thank you.
All right. Actually, I misread that. We had four items on the consent agenda. All right, we'll move on to the standard agenda. Make sure I read the whole thing this time. Only one item on our standard agenda, and that's adoption of an ordinance for a 20-year lease between the Port District and Coastal Cone. I'll turn it over to Todd.
Yeah. Speaking of leaders, there's really not an ice cream shop out there that is as strong a performer as Coastal Cone. We're very, very pleased to bring back for the second time the public hearing for the input on Ordinance 59, which is to grant Coastal Cone a 5-year lease with 3 5-year options, totaling 20 years. That, as you know, requires publication through an ordinance in the Harbors and Navigation Code, and that has been done, and we're reconvening tonight to consider that. No further comments from last time.
Do we have any public comments?
So can we call the public comment period?
Yeah, thank you. So yeah, we need to convene a public hearing. Mm-hmm. And then I think we're going to waive the reading of the ordinance. And then we ask for public comments. Mm-hmm.
There are no public speakers.
No public speakers in the house and no public speakers online. So we will close the public hearing. And I'll turn it over to commissioners.
I'd move the recommended action. Happy to see Coastal Cone stay part of the village.
I'll second.
All right. We have a motion and a second to adopt ordinance number 59 and sign a new 20-year lease with Coastal Cone. Get a roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Stevens?
Yes.
Commissioner Rainey?
Yes.
Commissioner Brennan?
Yes.
Vice Chair Gardena?
Yes.
Chair Blumenberg?
Yes.
Vote carries 5-0.
And that gets us to the end of the agenda. Chris?
If I might, I know normally I have these things written down, but I think it'd be appropriate for us to adjourn in honor of Sandy Smith. He's a huge part of the community. I think everyone knows Sandy, and he's been a big part since I've been in town here and for close to 40 years now. And he passed away, and I think it'd be appropriate. I'd like to ask the commissioners that we adjourn in his memory.
That sounds like a good recommendation. And so we will. In fact, when I first came to town, Sandy Smith was one of the first mentors I met through the Ventura Leadership Academy. And just his experience and a former mayor, right, for mm-hmm. City of Ventura. So, yeah, somebody who did a lot for this community. And so I think adjourning in his honor is most appropriate. Thank you. So we will adjourn and we will take the month of August off and we'll be back here first Wednesday in September, correct?
Correct.
September 6th. After the
holiday. All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Cheerio. I'm caught.